Good morning, dear listeners who received the Dharma through this White Way broadcast. I continue to be awed by how radio shaped our lives throughout the years. For me, it started with Stella Dellis, The Lone Ranger, and The Shadow, to rock and roll of the 60s. And even now, one of my favorite TV reruns is about a talk show personality, Frasier, the radio psychiatrist. And the parallel to changes in technology is also seen when radio was live, then taped, then rebroadcast, as in baseball games, with reel-to-reel tape recordings to cassettes. In fact, Mulili just recently gave up cassettes and now recorded live on compact discs. At the same time, the messages, the texts were handwritten and then typed, and now paperless, even with iPads, as I'm doing today. It's fun to watch how even the technology plays a part with clergy of all faiths in fulfilling their mission. Regardless of the form, the intent remains constant. Radio broadcasts to engage a group of people, to entertain, to inform, and influence, as with this broadcast. I do want to put forth a disclaimer at the beginning of my message today. The thoughts and ideas are concepts and conclusions that I designed and experiences that I've encountered. The intent is neither to inform, nor entertain, nor influence, but rather to provide another way to view things in life, even the most mundane aspects of our life. And today, I would like to invite you to use this broadcast as a way to find another perspective with your own life. In each of our lives, we cannot help but engage with diverse groups of people and individuals, some who share same interests as us, some with different interests from us. With all the people in our lives, we are inspired by many, we are impressed by many, and we are disgruntled by as many others. If we stop to look at who it is that inspire us, we find that these individuals touch us not by just what they know or what they do, but also how they make us feel. Recently, Susan and Ryan held a vegan cooking demonstration at Mililani Honganji. Susan grew up in our temple and continues to maintain her membership with Mililani. For over 20 years, Susan and Ryan live a vegan lifestyle. They chose this path from what starts out to look as an animal rights activism and political policy that really has its basic roots in a fundamental Buddhist teaching of non-killing and as actions driven by compassion and reverence for all life. I think I first received my lessons about plant-based food when I was in the elementary school. My family enrolled in an exercise arts of Nishishiki. Now, our family prepared foods that may or may not have been related to the exercise practice, but I do remember having a bulky, heavy food grinder and a juice press that took several hours to prepare and produce. Now, with no television to influence me about foods, I just thought everyone ate this way. It wasn't pleasant to the palate, but I ate the prepared foods as well as chicken and eggs because that's what we raise in addition to our vegetable garden. As circumstances in my life changed in where and with whom I lived, my meals began to look like that of the dining table of the Nelsons or the Cleaver on TV. And it remained the same for about the next 30 years. And then I happened to see an investigative program on 60 Minutes. America's dining table was changing from local family farms to larger corporate and global agribusinesses. In the process, fishing, farming, and ranching methods were dramatically changing. In a disturbing segment of the program was the beef processing. The images were harsh and stark, and like many others who viewed the program, it was horrifying and a topic of conversation in the office and the lunchrooms. Yet it slipped to the back of my mind, for it never bothered me to have another burger for many years after. Then in 1995, I enrolled at IBS, the Institute of Buddhist Studies, and shared living with a group of Theravadan monks from Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka. Their life may be considered that of modeling the aspects of a life of the Sangha of Siddhartha Gautama, or that of the monks of early Buddhism. Bhante, which is a title like Reverend, his name Bhante Silamiwala, was a gentle person who guided me to understand his life, his world. Gentle as he was in his teaching, I still did not fully grasp that life, and maybe the Vijayamaiti scared me. Now I better understand what the term an acquired taste means. Yet I was slowly drawn to the lectures at local vegetarian society, just collecting in knowledge of other people's experiences and technical information. I continued to be curious, even impressed and inspired, but not to the point of changing a lifestyle. As we moved into 1999 to the year 2000, the following short period while at IBS, I learned how to retrieve documentary videos through my computer. At various sites, I clicked on titles like King Corn, Food, and the one with the cow on the cover, and other titles about food production in the United States. Again, I was horrified at the processes for producing what I ate. It was no longer interesting, but repulsive. It is no longer motivational, but an assault to my sensibilities. Yet, I did not see a path for making any change in my life other than to continue to play mind games with myself about the issues of hunger in the world. When Susan and Ryan presented their vegan cooking demonstration, I was moved not only by the dedication of the duo, but how they made me feel. Yes, they shared recipes and samples. Yes, they made it easier than I thought it would be. They did the research on vegan products and their sources. They also studied the science of food and how the ingredients work. They taught us how to read labels. So while their hands are chopping, mixing, and plating, their hearts speak of their full immersion into being totally mindful of what it is that sustains them and nourishes them. I must repeat that. It is about being fully mindful of what sustains them. And yes, it was a cooking demonstration, and it was also coming to a new understanding of a lifestyle choice that came about through a process of awakening to what it means to be human. The pair taught me that vegan is several things at different levels. It is a choice about how we eat. It is a choice of the food industry's practices and politics. It is a choice for asserting political position about laws and agencies that are meant to protect our well-being. It is a choice in our relationship with that which sustains us. Or it is not about choice, but of belief. Or it is not about choice, but lifestyle. In the process of the cooking demonstration, ideas, viewpoints, and choices became clearer. Not through my own cognitive abilities, but how I was feeling. My lifestyle change emerged based on my relationship with food. Food as nutrition to sustain me and other humans like me. Food is necessary for sustaining my life, and even food for sustaining the life that must be sacrificed for me to have food. Or even food as entertainment, as a visceral experience of the palate for a taste that is short and swift. Or food even as social position, as in who is the best baker, chef, griller, and even kimchi maker. What is my relationship with food? That is a work in progress as I rely on whole, unprocessed, plant-based foods to sustain and support me. Not all encounters are life-changing as this has been for me. It came about because Susan and Ryan were mindful of their own life. Their intention was not to convert others to their lifestyle. It is their mindfulness that created the opportunity to have another path for sustaining life and learning that I can change without the goal of changing others. Thank you so very much for being a part of this broadcast. Namo Amida Butsu.